Blog Talk Radio.
I've been quiet for way too long. I can't fight it no more. Got a story and it's time to tell, 'cause I just can't keep it to myself. Somebody give me your microphone or a megaphone or a telephone.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Good evening to everyone, and we thank you for joining us on this Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we thank God for you and thank God for the opportunity to once again come and share with you a rhema word of Almighty God, and we give him praise and give him honor and give him all the glory for his presence with us. We thank God that his word tells us that he will never leave nor never forsake us, and that heaven and earth will pass away. But you can be one thing for sure, that God's word will never fail, because there is no failure in him. We pray that you have had a great start to this week. We've had some lovely weather here in the Atlanta area today, and we know that God is good, and he is good all the time, even in spite of whatever situations, the circumstances, or difficulties that there may be. We know if you are a child of the Most High God, he is working all things. According to Romans 8:28, God is working all things together, and he's working them together for the good of those that love him and are called according to his purpose. And so we give God praise and honor and glory for that. He's just that kind of God, and we love him, and we thank him for loving us. Tonight, we are going to go to the throne of grace and prayer. We have a word in the house from Pastor Jasper Whitehurst. But before we go directly into the word, we're going to take time, as we do, to go before God in prayer. So I'm going to ask, if you have not also gathered together your pen, pens and papers and Bibles so that you may follow along with us in Scripture to do that. And then we are going to go ahead and get started. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just give you all the praise and all the honor and all the adoration. We thank you, God, for being our God. We thank you, Lord God, for being your children, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord, for a time such as this, Father, and the opportunity to come once again to share the goodness and the grace and the mercy of your anointed word, Heavenly Father. We thank you for our listening audience. We thank you for every family that's represented. We ask, Heavenly Father, that you rain down your blessings upon them individually and collectively, and let your perfect will be done in each one of our lives, Lord God. We lift up any that may be sick in their bodies, and we speak healing in the name of Jesus. We lift up any financial needs, Lord God, and know that you, Lord God, promise that you would supply our need according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, Lord God. Any need, Heavenly Father, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, yet that the word goes forth tonight, and it will bring, Lord God, healing, and it will bring restoration, and it will bring revitalization, Lord God, and it will rest in the hearts and minds of those that are hearing, Lord God, this word, that they not only be hearers, Father, but doers of your word as well, so that they can go forth for the advancing of your kingdom, Father God, here in this earth. And we will be certain, Lord God, to give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen.
That's the day.
Amen. Thank God for the world today. Amen. Thank
yes,
God for the people
hallelujah.
Of God. Thank God for my wife and family. Thank God for the listening audience as well. Thank God for bless us another new month this year. Amen.
Amen.
What a blessing it is and what a time it is to be in the earth in the presence of God and seeing the things that come upon the earth that God says so in his word. Amen.
Amen.
For today, excuse me, for the day we want to share the word with you on today, the word of God for his people, for a time such as this. We ask you to turn to Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10.
Mm-hmm.
The word for the day, the title for Sunday today is How God Speaks.
How God
Speaks. How God Speaks.
Amen.
Amen. We will share a word with you for this time period that we have to give you the ring of the word of God. Reading for the King James Version, Matthew chapter 10,
mm-hmm.
starting 16, verse 16 to 20 words. Jesus speaking to his disciples, anybody to send him out to do discipling among the people, among Israel, or other people. He's going to send them across the land. So he gives them a charge in their life. He gives them a charge to do, and he gives us to us today as well. Send us sheep among wolves.
Mm-hmm.
And be fully equipped to carry on the work that he called commands to do.
Mm-hmm.
Start at 16 verse, chapter 10, verse 16 to 20. Okay. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves.
Mm-hmm.
But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils and they will scour you. To encourage you in their synagogues, and you shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. 19. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak.
Amen.
For it is not ye that speak,
mm-hmm.
but the Spirit of your Father will speak it in you. Amen. That's the word of God on tonight.
Amen.
How God speaks.
Thanks.
How God speaks. My introduction here. we learn how to take steps towards a meaningful relationship with God. Some males desire that in their hearts. God present in your life, your daily life, can make a tremendous difference in what you do and what you say in your circumstance from day to day.
Yes.
Time you get up in the morning, time, the time you go, then you hit back on your pillow at night. It makes a difference to begin with God and end with God.
Mm-hmm.
Some people yearn to hear God's voice. Is God speaking to you or to me on today? Yes, he is.
Yes.
He spoke to the people of God back in the beginning with Adam. Adam met with God. Adam was the first man that God created. Adam met with God in the cool of the evening.
Mm-hmm.
The Garden of Eden. They have a relationship. They have fellowship. Amen.
Yes.
God still desires that for mankind today. A relationship and fellowship. Amen.
Yes.
He still desires it for you and for me. So that is an important circumstance in our life to have that with God, our Creator. Amen.
Yes.
Something they created yourself. But that is not true. God created all life on this earth. Everything was created for him and by him and for him.
Yes.
How did God speak today? Amen. I'm glad you asked. God speaks today through with his people.
Mm-hmm.
You read in Psalm 32, verses 7, 8, and 11. You see how God speaks to his people.
Psalm 32, verse 7. Thou art my hiding place.
Mm-hmm.
Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance.
Amen.
Selah. I will instruct thee and teach thee
mm-hmm.
in the way which thou shalt go.
Who's speaking?
This is God.
God's speaking. God desired to teach and to instruct us in the way we should go.
Amen.
He desired that for us and for his people.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
He didn't leave you out without a map, without a compass, without a manual. Some say the Bible is a basic
instruction
before leaving
earth.
Let me say that for years.
Acronym. Amen.
Acronym for that.
Yes.
It's still true today. And yes. None has changed. And God said, I'll change not. So his words still remain today, same today. Jesus still the same today, yesterday, and forever. He's still the same. And there's no change in God.
Mm-hmm.
But God wants to know, understand, for the human desire, relationship with us. And that being seen to the Old Testament and New Testament.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. God speaks to his people. Amen. And God, and there's 3 points of power on the night. 3 points of power. One, that God speaks to his people. And when the pastor kind of read the Psalms 32, 7, 8, and 11.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Verse
11. And also, God speaks to us through his word.
Amen.
Okay. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6.
Did you want me to read verse 11?
Yes, I'll go your finish. Go ahead.
Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart.
That's Psalm 32, 11. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, one more time.
Be glad in the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Be glad. Rejoice.
And rejoice,
mm-hmm.
ye righteous, and shout for joy,
amen.
All ye that are upright in heart.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
David said to God that he will hide his word in your heart, he's not sinning against him.
Mm-hmm.
And we should hide God's word in our heart as well. So he would guide and direct our path. It would be in Proverbs chapter 3 and 4, Proverbs chapter 3, 5, and 6. And follow the word of God, he teaches to
trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Proverbs chapter 3,
yes.
Verse 5. And lean not unto thine own understanding.
Your own understanding can lead you astray. For God said, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts.
Amen. In all thy ways,
uh-huh.
acknowledge him.
Yes.
And he shall direct thy path.
God will guide and direct your path. The steps of a good man or woman are ordered by the Lord.
Amen.
God desires to order your steps. God desires to be in your life and to be part of your life. Amen.
Amen.
But then he desires to have fellowship with us.
Mm-hmm.
He desires that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he does.
And he proved his word from Genesis to Revelation. He desires to have fellowship with us. It's a written fact.
Mm-hmm.
From the beginning to the end, God desires to have fellowship with man. In Genesis, he desired fellowship with Adam in the cool of the evening time. In his life, they brought Eve around. They had became husband and wife. God brought the woman to Adam, and he would be the work in the Garden of Eden. And, because man said, it's not good for man to be alone. Thank God. God desired a good woman and brought Eve to him.
Mm-hmm.
And also, God spoke to Noah to build the ark. Amen?
Yeah.
Never rained on the face of the earth before. God desired to have a relationship with Noah to build the ark.
Amen.
Amen. For the mighty flood that came upon the earth. Also, God desired to have a relationship with Abraham,
mm-hmm.
father of nations, Abraham and Sarah. Amen. It go on throughout from Genesis to Revelation. God desired that with his people.
Mm-hmm.
And with Moses, he desired a relationship with Moses. Amen. Moses was one of the meekest men on the face of the earth. But also, Moses knew God. He knew Jehovah. He knew Yahweh. Amen. God had many names. Moses knew who he was. And going to burn the bush, Moses was right there. Got to take your feet off. You're on holy ground.
Mm-hmm.
The fire did not consume the bush. So God desired relationship with his people. He known throughout time. Even if Samuel, a little boy, is in the temple with the priest, Eli, and God was speaking to him about what's going on in his life. Amen? Even Joshua, God was speaking to Joshua through the word of God. Be strong and good courage. You got to go on and fight your battle here. But I'm with you. Amen? I will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen? The King Solomon, the young king, he desired the things of God. He prayed that God give him wisdom in every life, amen?
Yeah.
To have the guide direct his people.
Yeah.
In Nehemiah, they built up the wall, amen? Jeremiah, in the times that was going on in his life, he asked God for guided direction. He go on and on.
Mm-hmm.
Then we look at Isaiah, Jeremiah, Daniel, Ezekiel. He go all through the word of God and to the men and women of God, Joel, amen?
Yeah.
And you know about Jonah, he disobeyed God. God got his attention put in the belly of that big fish. Amen. Got his good attention.
Yeah.
Amen. And did what God commanded him to do and fulfill the purpose God put in his life to do. Amen. Go on. Amos, Obadiah, Habakkuk. He go on. Malachi. He go on throughout the world of God, Old Testament, New Testament. Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Paul, knocking down the road of Damascus. Amen. The word of God is alive and living today. And what then is living today as well. Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Bread, he's the bread of life. Amen.
Amen.
Behold, the Lamb of God, John said, to take away the sins of the world, take away our sins. So the word of God is powerful right by itself. Amen. It said in Hebrew, the 4th chapter and 12th verse about how powerful that word is. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. God will continue to speak through the word.
Mm-hmm.
The man shall live by bread. Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word is to see out of the mouth of God. Every word is to see out of the mouth of God. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. For the word of God is powerful by itself. It's an inspiration word. It's a powerful word. It's an encouraging word. Amen. It's an edifying word. It's the word of God. It's a comfort that gives us peace and joy and it gives us strength in time of need. Amen. The word of the living God in our life.
Mm-hmm.
God speaks to us through his divine revelation of his minister. Amen. We find Ephesians 4:11 through 16. Fivefold ministry. Amen. God speaks to us through his ministration of his word. The ministry he had put together for that reason, for that purpose, to equip the church, to equip the saint. Amen. To give us all what we need to empower and strength to feed his people, to feed his word. Of the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 through 16. He to equip us with the word of the living God. Amen.
Amen. Ephesians 4.
Yes.
1 through 16.
11 through 16.
I'm sorry. Ephesians 4, 11 through 16.
Yes.
and it reads, and he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints.
For what now?
For the perfecting.
For the perfecting, for maturity, for the house and body of Christ, and for the saints, the people of God. God, desire of God, still true today, and our word in our life, administration of ministers, and what we do. Amen? For the household of faith, and for the show proof of the gospel. Work of evangelists. Go ahead.
Amen. And for the work of the ministry.
Amen. Work of the ministry.
For the edifying of the body of Christ.
Edifying the body of Christ. Not for the man edification, but for God edification and glorification. Amen.
Yes.
Sometimes people catch this wrong concept. It's not for man edification. It's not your ministry. It's God's ministry. God through Christ Jesus. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The kingdom ministry, amen.
Yes.
Work in the kingdom for the glory of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you or to me.
Amen.
Being to the word of God by faith, amen.
Amen.
All this by faith.
Amen.
You finish that?
Till we all come.
Amen.
Into the unity of the faith.
Amen. To the unity of the faith. You coming, it's a ever-growing thing here. It never stop growing, developing. You continue going to come to the unity of the ministry, the unity of the faith.
And of the knowledge of the Son of God.
Yes.
Unto a perfect man.
Unto what kind of man?
A perfect man.
Perfect man, mature, perfect man in Christ. Amen.
Amen.
It's important.
Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
The fullness of God, the fullness of time, dispensation of God's grace in our life.
That we henceforth be no more children.
Can't say a baby forever.
Make
a miracle of the word. God wants you to get a meal of the word. He wants you to grow and to develop so you can pass on, share it with others, so you can look out for one another. So the house can be full of mature men and women of God. Amen.
Amen.
And continue to grow and to develop. It doesn't stop there standing. Continue to grow and develop. It's by God's design.
Amen.
It's God's design.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes. Tossed to and fro. And carry about that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro, and carry about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Mm.
They're growing today. It's not here. You got a church on every corner. You got a church where you go, every block, wherever. You got a church. It's just doctrination. The doctrine is different sometimes from one for another. Leadership, other things they want to do. But we're talking the word of faith, the word of God.
Amen.
Without the word of God to guide, direct your path, direct your heart. God tells us to He tells us to look out for them, tells us to be kind for one another. He tells also to check out the spirits. See he's of God.
Yes.
Try the spirit, he said. Try the spirit, see he's of God. Mm-hmm. Of faith. Because in the God spirit right too.
Mm-hmm.
We're all kind of spirit.
Yes.
God has not given you the spirit of fear. For power, love, and a sound mind. You want to have a sound mind. Also, God, would you be steadfast and unmovable? You want to be sound in your faith, in your declaration of faith, in your foundation of faith. You want to be full, founded in faith in Christ. Amen?
Amen.
You want to be strong in Him.
Amen.
God speaks to us through our providential means. And in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You know, God wants you to be strong in Him. Amen. He wants you to go talk to and fro and go by every other job. He wants you to be church hopping, going church to the next, hopping around like, you know, like a butter rabbit. He wants you to be firm in Him. He wants you to be steadfast in the word of God and be steadfast in your heart. Amen. In your life, in your children. Like Abraham taught your children. God said, He knows He's going to teach your children the things of God.
Amen.
That's our responsibility. And my parents were teaching us, pulling to us. We didn't understand at the time. But God said, teach your child the way you should go.
Yes, that's another reason also.
It's generational in Christ.
As you were ministering, the word of God also just spoke in my spirit. So that's the reason why that He tells us
so
to study,
yeah,
to show ourselves
to God.
Unto God, rightly dividing the word of truth.
Amen.
So that we are not swayed and tossed to and fro. And that is so critical in this day and time, because you have those that you're finding those mm-hmm. that have a spirit of deception right in the churches. There are many those mm-hmm. churches. That's why if you have studied to show yourself approved, and then you hear anything that's contradictory to the word of God. God will will quicken in your own spirit, and mm-hmm. the Holy Spirit will say, okay, listen to that.
Come on,
this is not what the word of God says, and you will know that because you have studied. It's not good enough for you to just simply go to church and sit in a church mm-hmm. Sunday after Sunday, or even Sunday and midweek service. You've got to get into the word of God, delve into it on a daily basis, just as you eat your physical food on mm-hmm. a daily basis.
Yes.
It's critical that you get into the word of God and study it on a daily basis.
Amen.
And also, as you study it, you ask God for revelation, knowledge of his word,
Amen.
And he will provide that.
Because he said his spirit shall bear witness to the truth.
Amen.
His word is truth.
Yes, it
is. So he bear witness one on another.
Yes,
you can't contradict yourself. You bear witness of the truth of that. And God also teach us to know that you know them by their fruit.
Yes.
Through their lips.
Yes.
Through their mouth.
Yes.
Through what they do.
Yes.
God says, pay attention. Take
yes.
heed to that.
Yes.
Say, what? Sometimes he tells us, watch and pray.
Amen.
So God teaches us to take, be careful about that. Just read about, I send you sheep among wolves.
Yes.
All kind of lion wood, deceptive wood, all type of woods out there in the world. Jesus said, I said, you would send us among that.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
When you want to preach and teach the gospel, go out and hide in the hedges, that your house may be filled.
Amen.
Not just here on earth,
Amen.
But for the kingdom to come. Amen.
Amen.
We live to live again.
Yes.
Amen. We live to live again in Christ Jesus. Amen. So God wants us to stand us and keep us, God provide for us, and provide all I need according to his riches and glory. In Christ Jesus, amen?
Amen.
So God will provide for us, and God speaks to us through his Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God speaks to us through his Holy Spirit.
Ephesians.
Okay.
Ephesians 15 and 16, final verses in this past year,
mm-hmm.
it says, but speaking the truth in love.
What?
And speak the truth in love.
Jesus says, you should know that you are an disciple by love you have for one another.
Amen. Amen.
I love to identify who we are in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You can't fake that love.
No, you cannot.
No, you might can fool some people, but you can't fake that love. Man.
That's right. May grow up into him in all things.
All things, not something, all things.
Which
Amen.
Is the head, even Christ.
Even Christ.
He's talking of, speaking to spiritual maturity.
Amen.
From whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies.
My God.
According to the effectual working
Amen.
In the measure of every part, maketh increase
mm-hmm.
of the body unto the edifying of itself in love.
Amen. Amen. The God, all things begin in love in God in Christ.
Amen.
And all things begin with love. Amen. Love and love. For God so loved the world that he gave, God for love, that he gave the only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. That love he gave us love.
Amen.
Amen. It started God's love for us. We didn't love him. He loved us when we were yet sinners.
Mm-hmm.
Christ died for us when we did not know him.
Mm-hmm.
He died for you and for I.
Mm-hmm.
We were just out there sinning, out there in the world, out there committing trespasses and other things against God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're born to sin, shaking in iniquity. Amen. So that was who we are.
Amen.
To God, grace and mercy. Amen. Through the salvation in Christ Jesus. Amen. But God speaks to us through his Spirit. John 14:16. Amen. And the Spirit of God that dwell in the believer. We receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. Amen. He filled them with his Holy Spirit, filling them with the Holy Ghost power as well.
Amen.
But God speaks to us through his Spirit as well. His Spirit of God is bearing witness to the truth. Or his word.
Amen.
And we're abiding up and we abide in him.
Yes.
Go ahead.
John 14:16. and I will pray the Father.
In Jesus' speaking.
And he shall give you another comforter.
Yes.
That he may abide with you.
What? He's going to abide with you. He's going to be with you.
Forever.
Follow?
Forever.
Not sometime, not half time, not part time. Mm-hmm. Not. He says, be with us forever.
Amen.
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 And what a joy, what a blessing that God put his spirit in us,
yes.
Earthly vessel,
yes.
And we make a hand in it all the time within us.
Yes.
For greater he that sent me,
yes.
And you, that he lives in the world. Enemy can't do anything with that. Greater,
amen.
Joy, God give us greater peace in Christ,
amen.
Greater strength he give us. Amen. That cannot be defeated. Because
amen.
Of God.
Amen.
It's of God.
Amen.
It cannot be defeated. Incorruptible as well. The Spirit of God.
Amen.
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 But that's important to know.
Yes.
That God speaks to us through his Spirit and through his Word.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, Matthew 26.
Sure.
And it says in verse 26, it identifies who this comforter is.
Yes, it does.
It says, but the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost.
What? The Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Ain't no shame about that. How the word of God.
Whom the Father will send in
my
name. He shall teach you all things.
Oh, he shall teach you all things.
He, and not only will he teach you all things,
my God.
But he's also going to bring all things to your remembrance.
Look at God. Look at God do this thing.
Yes.
God
yes,
got a great
God.
Plan.
Yes, God.
Through Jesus
yes,
Christ.
God.
Through Jesus Christ. Say, it's important that it's speaking that I leave from you. Do what I need to do my
yes.
purpose and
yes.
move on to other things. Got a greater comforter. They're going to abide in you.
Yes.
Not going to leave you comfortless.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost. He's going to lead and guide you, direct you, teach you all things of God and bring all things to your
remembrance. Whatsoever I have said unto you.
So they go together. They can't be divided. They can't be separated. They're inseparable. They go together.
Amen.
And God's done that for us through his Son. Amen?
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
Man, what a
praise
mighty
God
is to do that for
praise
us.
God.
And the Bible us to give us strength, give us peace, give us joy, and give us power.
Thank
amen.
You.
To live this life, and Christ lived while he was here on this earth. Amen.
Yes. Yes.
So they have the mind of Christ, they have the life of Christ through his word, through his spirit.
Yes.
Oh, what a mighty God we serve.
Amen. Amen.
Mighty God we serve. You get 27.
Peace I leave with you.
He didn't give you that peace as well.
Not my peace.
Not my peace.
I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you.
Uh-huh.
So let not your heart
be
troubled. And neither let it be afraid.
We gotta be afraid, but we gotta be scared, Lord. God, to give a power of fear, but power of love. Amen?
Yes.
Sound mind.
Mm-hmm. God, give us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love
and
of
a sound
mind.
Amen.
Amen.
She should have no fear there at all.
Amen.
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 For
ever,
that's a fear we're in now.
Amen.
But God's word is true to the end.
Mm-hmm.
And back again. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
The word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Right, number two. Oh, we got 3 points tonight. Number two. God speaks with his people.
Mm-hmm.
I know this how. Through his word, through his spirit.
Yes.
God got everything from Genesis, Revelation, from Abraham, from Isaac, from Moses, going down to Paul, going down to Jesus. Everything in his word, everything in your life, you know Jesus is your Lord and Savior today. Because you have received by faith that Jesus is the Christ. The love of the Son of God. Okay,
yeah.
God speaks with his people. Okay.
Yeah.
God speaks with his people. 1 John 1:3.
1 John 1:3.
And you get that part up.
Amen.
God speaks to his people. God will have fellowship with his people. God loves his people. God loves the believer. God loves the man of just and unjust. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing this unbeliever. God sent Christ when we get sinners to die for us. Die for an unbeliever.
Mm-hmm.
Die for the unsaved.
Mm-hmm.
God did that.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. 1 John 1:3.
God speaks to
that which we have seen and
uh-huh.
heard.
Yes.
Declare we unto you.
Uh-huh.
That you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father.
The Father.
And with his Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen. They both are one. You can't separate Jesus and his Father. What Jesus said, me and my Father are one. In words, God speaks as we exercise fellowship with him and with one another.
Amen.
Hebrews tell us that Hebrews 10:25 tells us and we have fellowship with one another, not forsaking to assemble ourselves together. We are assembling ourselves together in love and fellowship and breaking the bread together. That's part of our fellowship. Encourage one another, to check out one another, not to be nosy, not to be busy about it. How you doing, brother and sister? What's going on? What can I be in prayer about? I can help you. I can encourage you. I can build your faith up. You know, we learn to build one another's faith up.
Yeah.
We learn to encourage each other. It was part of our fellowship. It's part of our belief. It's part of our being together in Christ. Amen. Part of the unity of the Spirit of God for our life. Unity to one another. Not forsaking one another. Come together in fellowship, Bible study. Like now, come together on Wednesday night, come together on Sunday, or whatever day you set aside for fellowship in your faith. You come together for one another for a purpose, for a reason. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
You fellowship with one another, our brother, our sister, to encourage one another, to pray for one another.
To strengthen one another.
Mm-hmm. In this spiritual battle we go through each and every day. It's certain circumstances we go through. You know, we might need to build a brother or sister up. They might be going through something.
Amen.
Some of them might got family members, got sisters and brothers that don't know Christ and going through some things. But we're going to build each other up, amen?
Amen.
Most holy faith, Psalm 133:1. But yeah, we're going to encourage one another, learn to edify one another, build each other up, amen? We come together in Christ.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. And that's important to know and important to do.
Yeah.
And God desired that for us as a believer. It's part of who we are.
Yeah. That's right. Psalm 133:1. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is brethren to dwell together in unity.
Psalm 133. Say it again now.
Behold,
yes.
How good and how pleasant it is,
my God,
for brethren to dwell together in unity.
Yeah, it's the word of God.
Amen.
Fellowship of, and it said how
good.
Mm-hmm.
And how pleasant.
And what we need to do, what we desire to do, we desire to do that. Amen. We're born again to do that. And
yes.
Fellowship and love for one another.
Yes.
We should desire to see one another, to build each other up, to come together in unity and strengthen into development and to encourage one another.
Amen.
Teaching, preaching, and carry on, receiving education in certain areas to build up the body, build up one another. That's what God said for us to do.
Mm-hmm.
And fivefold ministry, they partake in that.
And that is essential, especially
always
in these last
great
days,
now.
Because the enemy is warring against. Certainly the body of Christ and certainly warring against
it's been prophesied, it's gonna happen. It's
and you have those that will tell you that the church no longer has significance.
Yes, it does.
Oh my goodness, that it's okay for you simply to just be to yourself reading your word, your Bible. God tells you that we are supposed to forsake not. The word specifically tells you
yes.
to forsake not the assembling of yourselves together.
Hebrews 10:25.
Amen. And here it tells you even further, behold, that God says that it's good.
It's good.
It's a good thing. And how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity.
In unity.
We are living in those days when it is essential and it's going to be critical. For the body of Christ
yes.
to come together, dwelling in unity, helping to build up and edify one another and strengthen one another in the faith. So
yes.
if you see that your brother or your sister may be struggling in any given situation, or the enemy is warring against them, or they're just having a difficult time, God has called for us. It is our responsibility to be able to go forth and to minister to them, to help to build
them.
them up, to help them, to edify them.
Bear one another burden.
To bear one another's burden.
Amen.
And to pray for one another. Pray for not only pray for, but pray with.
Yes.
As well. It is so very essential and critical in this day and time.
God speaks with us, don't you? As a friend.
Amen.
How do you know that? Because he wouldn't say so. He wouldn't say so. Who would call a friend of God?
Yes.
Every minute. Abraham wouldn't want to call it friend of God. Abraham was a man faithful to God and his family. He was called a friend of God as well. Also David. David was after God's own heart. And many others as well. You know, and I can say my grandparents, my mother was a faithful woman of God. I heard praying, humming and singing around the house. I seen her action, I see her response, I seen her faithfulness she did to God. I didn't understand it at the time, but I seen that. And it had an impact in my life, pulled something in my spirit, because God, her faithfulness to for God. Your parents, your grandparents didn't know Christ as Lord and Savior. It had an impact on them. You have an impact on your children, your grandchildren as well. Mm-hmm. You're faithfulness, your walk with God, your faithfulness to God, but you're praying, but you leave a good example for them. That have an impact upon their life from generation to generation to come.
Yes.
Proverbs 18:24. I'll read that to you for a moment here. A man that has friends must show himself friendly.
Amen.
You want a friend, you got to be friendly.
Yes.
And there is a friend that stick closer than a brother. Amen.
Right.
And Jesus Christ, that friend, and also we are your friends, and we want to stick closer than a brother, not to know you in your business, but to be a spiritual brother, a spiritual sister and brother, amen, to help you out, to support you, to encourage you, amen. It's important.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said in John 15:15, I call you my friend. If you are my servant, now I call you a friend. You are a friend of God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He called you a friend. David is a friend of God, man, of God's own heart. That's important to know, to be a friend of God. Jesus, I call you my friend.
Mm-hmm.
God speaks with us, amen, as a companion. But he promised us he never leaves us, never forsake us. Amen.
Amen.
So God desires companionship. In the time of Adam created, God desires companionship.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. With a man, a fellowship with man, a relationship with mankind and womankind. He desires that. And that's in his word as well. We find in Deuteronomy, we find throughout the word of God. We find how God desires to be with mankind and have a fellowship with man and his family and children. Generation of Abraham had a fellowship with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. It's generational, amen?
Mm-hmm.
Should be generational in your life as well. You should desire that for you, for your family, for your children, to have a relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, God speaks through his people. God speaks to his people, Matthew 10:20. God speaks to his people. As a minister, amen, a minister and teacher of the word, faithful minister, should speak God's direction. And as a believer, God speaks through them. Sometimes speak to preaching and teaching. Sometimes God speaks to dream and vision as well. Speak through his word and through an angel. God, you way one you. No time in the word of God. The old time, God, you're a donkey. Speak to the man. He's a duck. Peter, he's a rooster. Amen. He was told he was denied three times. God used Minnesota. He used a raven to bring Elijah food. Amen. God, what he wanted you, he can use it. He gets your attention. Jonah, he used a whale or a fish. Amen. To get his attention.
Mm-hmm.
Put you back on the right track. What do you say? Well, God, get your attention. Put you back on the track. That's what God's going to do to fulfill his purpose in your life. Prayer.
Matthew 10:20.
Yes.
All right. Matthew chapter 10, verse 20.
Mm-hmm.
For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Verse
19. But when they deliver you up, take no thought of how or what you shall speak.
Amen.
For it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak. For it is not you that speak, but the Spirit of the Father which speaketh in you.
The Spirit of the Father. He speaketh in us, because we feel with the Spirit of God, Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Ghost. So that is in your greater He that's in me, in you, than He that's in the world. God, don't worry about the world doing. I take care of that. He said, you just be obedient and faithful to me. And do what I command ask you to do to fulfill your destiny, to fulfill your purpose. I desire for each and one of you. Amen.
Amen.
Matthew 18:20 for me. But God desires for you, for me, in the fivefold ministry, the preaching, the teaching of the word, the discipleship of the word of God for our family, for our children, and for this world.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. They're going to see Christ in us and through you. that what you're going to see Jesus in your life and the life that you live.
Mm-hmm.
In righteousness and holiness in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
All you take is two or three gathered together. You got it?
Yes.
Go ahead.
One other comment I wanted to make about that.
Yes.
Regarding the Spirit of God speaking through you. When you do study as a child of God, and when
yes.
you study God's word, and you do not have to be a formal part of the fivefold ministry. You don't have to be an evangelist or a prophet
yes.
or wear the title of prophet or teacher, but we are all ministers of God's word. If
yes,
you are a child of God, then you have a charge on your life to go out. When Jesus Christ left and ascended into heaven, and he gave his apostles the great commission to go ye into all the world, preaching and teaching
yes.
the gospel and baptizing in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit. That is a command that God has given not only to just the fivefold ministry,
Amen.
But he's given that to all of us.
Believers.
And,
Amen.
And what you child need to do as a believer and a child of God as you go forth and you are ministering and sharing your faith, even that scripture applies to you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, God, it already has told the statement that we read earlier
yes.
that the Holy Spirit will bring back to our remembrance
Amen.
What we have studied, the word of God. Also, we know that the word of God is life. So when you are ministering to others, that is what you speak. You
Amen.
Don't. I don't. You don't speak the word of constance. You don't speak the word of Michelle. You don't speak the word of John.
Uh-huh.
You speak the word of Almighty God, because that is what where the power lies. The Holy Spirit within you will then connect with the power of God's spoken word. And as that transformation and transition takes place from the Holy Spirit to the word that you're speaking forth, which is God's word,
uh-huh.
he promised that his word will go far
yeah.
and it will not return void, but it will accomplish that for which it has been sent and purposed.
Amen.
So once you line up, again, the Holy Spirit on the inside of you with the word of God that you speak, you can be for sure that God's word is going to go forth and it will accomplish what he has purposed for it to accomplish.
Another thing, God says, something is overcome by what? And you got a testimony?
Yeah.
You got something to talk about.
Amen. Amen.
God delivered you? You got a testimony? You got something to talk about right there.
Testimony.
By the power of his testimony.
Yes.
You got a testimony.
Amen.
Share it. Encourage somebody. Somebody needs to hear that testimony. You know, that God has delivered you from a different thing in your life, that miracle working power God has done for you. Share that testimony.
Amen.
You're amazed how many people encourage and be and get strength and offer your testimony. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You don't keep it to yourself. It's a testimony to give out.
Yes.
Share.
And don't be ashamed to share it.
No, be ashamed.
Don't be fearful of sharing it, because the enemy will try to tell you, oh, no, you don't need to share
yes,
that.
You
don't need to let nobody know that, because
that's
you
important.
Don't know the very reason and purpose that you may have gone through whatever
uh-huh.
you've gone through, and God delivered you out of that. It may not have been simply just for you, but it may have been for the testimony that
Amen.
You will share to help to deliver someone else.
Hallelujah, yeah, yeah.
Amen.
We got that.
I'm sorry, what was this?
Matthew 18 and 20. Mm-hmm.
For where there are two or three gathered
together. That's all it takes, two or three.
Amen. In my name, this is Matthew 18:20.
Amen.
There I am, the Jesus is speaking, in the midst of them.
That's a guarantee for the word of God. It's taking two or three. He didn't say 2 to 100. He didn't take two or three.
Yeah,
1 to 1,000 faith, 2 to 10,000 faith. God said, all need 2 or 3.
Hallelujah.
So get it. You got too many. You got too many people.
Hallelujah.
So get it. Get too many people.
Yes.
God said 300.
Uh-huh.
To feed the army. God don't need much.
Amen.
All he got to say the word.
No, he doesn't.
2 or 3 gathered together in my name, people. 2 or 3 gathered together in his name, the church of Fayetteville. Book my jail cell.
Yes.
Get him out of jail.
Yes.
He was knocking on the door.
Amen.
Peter at the door. What's wrong?
Huh.
God has delivered out of jail cell, out of his enemy. Amen.
Amen.
God said he put a table there and spread his David is praying to your enemies. Don't worry about your enemies. Don't worry about your haters. God got that covered.
God got that covered.
But I believe that Father of Christ, stay in the Word, believe the Word, trust the Word, obey the Word of God.
Amen.
Number three, Christians should ask for God's guidance and then believe He speaks through them when they visit and risen for Christ. When you talk about testimony, believe what God is getting in your spirit. It's important.
Yeah.
Your testimony is important. Christ or Jesus, the enemy has desire to shift it. So when you are converted, when you are stronger, when you are settled in me in faith, strengthen your brother and your sister.
Mm-hmm.
Feed my sheep. Feed my lamb.
Yes.
Jesus said, feed my sheep.
Yes.
Feed my lamb.
Mm-hmm.
Feed my sheep.
Yes.
Come on, Peter.
Amen.
God wants you, God, somebody hear that testimony. God, somebody hear that. They'll be a joy to them. They'll be a blessing to them. He helped them to overcome from things in their life.
Yes.
Miracle began to happen when we believe that God said the right thing at the right time and He's bringing us through what He's bringing us through.
Mm-hmm.
Are you available for Him today? Are you available for Jesus today to use you as an instrument for His use, for the master use? For He is a potter, we are His clay. Amen.
Yes.
God can make that part of that clay greater than you can imagine.
Amen. Amen. The word of God tells us that the harvest is plentiful.
Always.
But the laborers are few.
Yes.
So that you ask that question, are you available today?
Are
you available to be able to allow the Lord to use
you? Mighty work in you. Amen.
To do a mighty work in and through you.
And you can get people to help you as well.
Amen.
And to encourage you, the right people to be alone, walk beside you, with you, beside you, and you go together, two or three or more. Amen.
Yes.
Two or three.
Yes.
That's all it takes.
But the advancing of His kingdom
in
this earth.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise
God. God is good all the time, all the time. Sometimes God is good. Write this up. Conclusion. God speaks to His people.
Mm-hmm.
Number one. Number two, God speaks with His people. Number three, God speaks through His people. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
He said time and time again from Genesis to Revelation, the word of God is true to the end and back again. And you know, this in prayer. Amen.
Yes.
No, this in the word of God. From here to Africa, from here to Ireland, no matter where you're going to face the earth, God got it covered. Amen.
Amen.
For greater He that's in me than He that's in the world.
Amen.
God's word is true to the end.
Yes.
And back again.
Yes.
But it doesn't change. God said, I change not. It starts with you and with me.
Mm-hmm.
Start your new life with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Have a true relationship with Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
So He came to give you life more abundantly. Amen.
You
said, abide in me, I will abide in you. I will never leave you, never forsake you. Trust in God, trust in His word. Have faith in that. Faith come by hearing and hearing the word of God. Amen. And the word of God going forward on today.
Amen.
Amen. God will fulfill your purpose in Him. He will complete your life in Christ. The way He will desire for that. Can you complete the life in Him? Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We thank you. Thank Pastor Whitehurst for that powerful word and to remind us of how God speaks. How God speaks. And God, yes, He truly is speaking even in this 21st century, just as He was in the days when He dwelled with Adam and Eve in the garden. And that was sin, it entered in, but that did not completely separate us from God simply because God had a plan.
God had a plan.
And that plan was Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So by one man, sin entered in through Adam.
Hallelujah.
But by one man, Jesus Christ, God brought back restoration and fellowship and reconciliation,
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God, with Him. And He desires
yeah.
a relationship with us. The word, there's a scripture that is in God's word that tells us also that we, as His children, we hear His voice.
Hallelujah.
So when God speaks, if you are a child of
God,
you know your Father's
yeah.
voice. You know your Father's voice. Just as those of us that have children of our own biological children, you know the voice of your child just as if your child, if you were standing somewhere on a porch and your child was way down the road and
yeah.
you call your child's name, he knows that to lines up his voice, of course, with his words. Amen. Praise God.
And my sheep.
Yes.
Hear my voice.
Yes. Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
That's simple.
Amen.
My sheep.
Amen. Amen.
Hear my voice.
Yes. My sheep.
And obey
my voice. And the voice of another, they will not follow. We're not supposed to follow any other voice but the voice of our Heavenly Father and the Holy Ghost Spirit of Almighty God. Praise God that dwells within us. We thank God for this word tonight. We pray again that this word has been a blessing to you. And that it will minister grace to the hearers, that you're not only just hearers, but also doers of God's word, that you take it and that you allow it to be able to motivate you to go out and build up and edify those that need to know, that are a part of that harvest, that need to know that Jesus Christ is King of Kings and that he is Lord of Lords.
Amen.
Praise God. We have right at about 3 more minutes left. If there's anyone that has any brief comments that they'd like to make about tonight's word, or you have any prayer requests, if you'll go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad, we'll dispatch you within the studio. If there is anyone also that doesn't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their life, today is your day of salvation. The word of God tells us that all that we have to do is just confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead, and you shall be saved.
Amen.
And so if you just make that confession that I am a sinner, that I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and Lord Jesus, come into my life for the rest of my life, and I make you Lord and Savior of my life, we welcome you into the kingdom of the Most High God.
Yeah.
Praise God. Also, we want to give recognition to our sponsors, Butterfield's Ministry, as well as Light of the Word Christian Tabernacle. You may reach us also at New Seasons Ministries International at P.O. Box 16264, Atlanta, Georgia 30231. And if you are in the Stockbridge area, you may also join us at Light of the World Christian Tabernacle at 5883 Highway 155 in Stockbridge, Georgia. And let me correct the zip code for that mailing address. It is 30321. Praise God. Well, we thank you again for joining us for another Seasons of Purpose broadcast. We ask that you keep us in your prayers, as we will certainly keep you all in ours, and pray that each of you, blessings upon you for a glorious week. Good. Have a great night. God bless.
Our God is an awesome God. From heaven above, with wisdom, power, and love, our God is an awesome God. Sing with me. Our God is an awesome God.
is putting on the ribs.
Our God is an awesome God.
There's thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his fist.
Our God is an awesome God.
The Lord wasn't joking when he kicked them out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. Coming soon, you better be believing.
Our God is an awesome God.
The void of the night.